You're listening to The Takeout.
I'm Major Garrett. This is your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm joined, as I am every week, by the world's greatest podcast sidekick, Steve Shigaris, political director of CBS News. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Major.
Our guest, Rick Perry, the 14th Secretary of the Department of Energy. Mr. Secretary, we ask all of our guests these three threshold questions. One of your favorite movies can be your absolute all-time favorite, one of the most influential books in your life, and you're on a long flight or a long drive somewhere across the beautiful plains of Texas. What kind of music are you listening to?
Yeah. Well, the first two are the same.
Okay.
Lone Survivor, both the book and the movie.
And the movie, okay.
So, and the connection back there is Marcus Luttrell.
Marcus Luttrell,
came and lived with my wife and myself in the governor's mansion from 2009 through... well, actually about 2007 through 2009. So, and then when I'm traveling, it's a pretty eclectic mix, but, it will nearly always go back to, being a child of the 60s, listening to rock and roll, highlighted by, ZZ Top.
Excellent.
Little old band from Texas.
That's the first ZZ Top reference.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you, talking about 60s rock, do you have a favorite British invasion group? I mean, it sort of breaks down Beatles, Who, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones.
The Who.
Yeah. Excellent. I'm right with you on that. Led Zeppelin is my absolute favorite, but right after that is The Who. Marcus Luttrell, tell us what you learned from him and what that experience was. I mean, it was a book, it's a movie, but you know this man incredibly well. He is an authentic American hero.
He is, and he really struggled with the results of war, both physically, mentally, and it took us a long time to get him headed in the right direction, if you will, from the standpoint of healing him mentally. He had an opioid addiction, the VA. It's where I became very, very involved with trying to find solutions for these young men and women who come home after serving us very valiantly and sacrificially. There's a large number of them who are physically and mentally affected by war, post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury. Up to the point that we are standing up an office of Veterans Health at the Department of Energy. And Marcus Luttrell's brother, Morgan, who is his twin brother and a Navy SEAL, was working on his PhD in brain science. And I asked him to put that on hold and come and operate this office for us. So hopefully we're going to be able to see some very non-traditional ways to address post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, using our national labs, again, as a test bed to help these young men and women.
Steve, we have 1 minute left. Take the ball and run.
I'm going to take a sharp turn, but we can't let you go without talking about Dancing with the Stars. First of all, why did you say yes to doing that, and how did that whole thing work out for you?
It's one of the hardest things I ever did in my life outside of pilot training. From the standpoint of...
Straight up, serious.
Straight up. I'm not pulling your leg. And you think about it, flying... high-performance aircraft and ballroom dancing are not that different from the standpoint of being able to be physically, mentally into the moment. And the choreography of flying is not different than the choreography of dancing. I'd never thought about it before, but it was a really, really difficult thing. I'm glad I did it. I met some great people. They are real professionals on Dancing with the Stars.
Hell of a workout, too, right?
Let me tell you, nobody was happier when they voted me off the island, so to speak, than me. I had to...
Broke a sweat or two.
Oh, and almost broke an ankle.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, seriously.
And no dancing experience whatsoever?
None.
But you have it now.
Well, my daughter dancing at her wedding, she will tell you that it wasn't much.
That's the voice of Rick Perry, our very special guest on the Takeout Outtake Especial. We've been here at the Dunkin' Donuts, right here at the campus of the Department of Energy. Mr. Secretary, you've been a great and gracious host. Thanks so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome, Major.
Thank you, sir.
Godspeed.
We'll see you later.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Fari and Katiana Krachenko. CBSN production by Alex Zuckerman and Eric Susanen. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And for more, visit takeoutpodcast.com. The Takeout is a production of CBS News Radio.
Major Garrett, yes, CBS, yes, hi.
What if hiring could be easier, more streamlined, and less time-consuming? So even when you're busy, you could still be smart about the way you hire. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. So you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, listeners to The Takeout can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/takeout. That's ZipRecruiter.com/takeout. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/takeout.